What's Shaking with Shaner presents Psycho Bob. Psycho Bob says,
meow.
Welcome to another installment of Psycho Bob Says, brought to you by What's Shaking with Shaner. Psycho Bob the Cat is picking the topics and, yes, even writing these 10-minute installments between our longer episodes. He is the co-host and producer on What's Shaking with Shaner, and in order to cease his never-ending bullshit, yeah, we are literally giving him a voice. Hey, Bob, I heard a lot of commotion outside the house the other day. Sounded like there was an accident nearby. Psycho Bob says, yeah, it involved a few of the cats in the neighborhood as they were hanging out outside discussing an article from their favorite magazine, Good Mousekeeping, about the new combs made just for felines, cat-a-combs. When a car jumped the curve and came down the sidewalk directly at them, it was barreling down his buddy Cash's claws, couldn't get out of the way, and oh no, had his tail torn off. Oh my God, Bob, is he okay? Psycho Bob says, yeah, he is feeling fine as he went to the retail store. Ah, oh, come on, Bob. Again, Psycho Bob and I thank you for joining us today. As Psycho Bob says, watch The Blue-Eyed Samurai. Over the past 4 years, I have completed over roughly 150 new books, which means essentially I do not watch a lot of TV or streaming services. With the many new books I've experienced, I am forcing myself outside my normal preferences and trying different genres. So when I came across The Blue-Eyed Samurai while scrolling Netflix during a break in book series, I thought, why not try something a bit different when it comes to animation? After watching the first two episodes on a Friday night, oh holy crap a doodle, I had to finish the six other episodes the next day. This is an animated series, and to clarify, it is not anime, but an animated series. I will try not to give away any spoilers because there are a lot of twists and turns throughout the eight episodes, which can be found on Netflix. In 17th century Japan, when borders are closed to the outside world, citizens would never see a face that was not Japanese, except in rare cases of illegal trade. Our hero Misu knows there were only four white men in Japan at the time of her birth and sets out to kill these men, one of whom might be her father, who made her a creature of shame. But revenge is not an option for women during this period, so Misu must forge her revenge quest while hiding her gender as well as her blue eyes. Misu is joined on her journey by Ringo, an overeager noodle maker who dreams of greatness. She's also joined by Tegan, a pompous samurai whose rivalry leads to an uneasy truce between them, and Princess Akemi, Tegan's betrothed, whose gilded life seems a foil to Misu. Her revenge quest leads us across Edo-era Japan in a provocative series that immerses the viewer in a vivid adult animation with a live-action edge. In flashbacks to her childhood, we see her tormented by local children. She is saved only by a blind sword maker who, believing her to be a boy, or perhaps he's just simply pretending to, takes her in as his apprentice. So who created this series? Well, it was a wife and husband team, Noizumi and Michael Green. They co-created The Blue-Eyed Samurai. They were also a part in Logan and Blade Runner 2049. They stated, "We want people to sink into this and be taken by the story and the level of artistry and forget they're watching animation. Furthermore, they stated, "We would love this to cross over into every interest. That if you like The Witcher, if you like animation, if you like The Crown, if you like historical drama, or if you like Shakespeare in Love and even Tarantino movies, they believe there's something in The Blue-Eyed Samurai for you." Mitsu is not based on any real historical person. She's the brainchild of Noizumi and Green, who came up with the idea for the series and the character after the birth of their child, who has blue eyes. Noizumi is half Japanese, and she found herself thinking, "Why am I so excited that my daughter has blue eyes? What's the big deal about that? And why am I so excited that I have a baby who looks more white?" So now that we got a little bit of a feel for the plot of the story and we heard from the co-creators themselves, let's jump into a few of the reviews that are out there. So I'll give you mine first. I fell in love with this series after the first episode. It is an epic adventure and really captures a cinematic visual experience. The artwork is truly breathtaking. The intense fighting and violence was a bit shocking at first, but man, is it so much fun to watch. Mitsu's shame and betrayals really hit home with me in a very surprising way. She is very dark and uncompromising, which is why the other characters provide some lightness in contrast. At many times throughout watching this, I cheered Mitsu, and other times I felt she was the most despicable human being ever. Then moments later, I was cheering for her yet again. This series really gives her character a great arc from the beginning to the end of this first series. I know many of you may not just want to take Shaken Shaner's opinion as gospel, not sure why. And by the way, I know who you are. Let's check out some other reviews. In October, The Guardian reviewed it and noted, "It's a fun, cinematic epic, and the fight scenes are an absolute joy to watch." The Hollywood Reporter stated, "This graphic, gorgeous violence is what grabs a viewer's attention right at first, long before we understand who Mitsu is or what she's after. One of her first acts a few minutes into the premiere is slicing off the fingertips of a man with the deftness of a master chef. But what sustains the series in the long term is its knack for crafting compelling characters and engaging drama, even if the end result land is more fun than profound." Collider gave it a 100% rating and noted, "From its breathtaking action to its near flawless animation, it's a rarity to see a series that is so confident with itself in only its first season. From the opening moments, viewers are immediately sucked in and will be left wanting more as soon as the credits roll on the season finale." The Empire also gave it a 100% rating and provided, "Blue Eyes Samurai is a gorgeous, addictive thrill ride that never loses sight of Mitsu's point of view, even when the road ahead is obscured with blood." It has a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 96% audience score. So there are a lot of people who are really enamored with this series. Like I was the first time I watched it. It was amazing. That's why I'm really trying hard not to get into too much detail. I don't want to give away any spoilers. I want you to experience this first off by yourself, not influenced by how I describe the story. Unfortunately, not everyone loves this series. I found a couple of critiques or a little hatred, if you will. But for example, Revilestone said, "This is average at all. Revenge plot written by the woke Netflix blue hair girl, hating men and without any normal social attitudes. 2 points less for this, otherwise it's a solid 5. And we really should go on to some other comments we found from somebody called Got Heem. And he notes, "Art style is bad. New doesn't mean good. I only got through 2 episodes and had to stop watching because it's a show not made for men to enjoy, but for women, which is fine, but I'm not a woman, so it was not possible for me to relate to this. Also, it had woke themes like white men are bad, etc., etc., etc. Well, Psycho Bob and I, hey, want to thank both of you gentlemen for your comments and reminding us of something that really resonated deeply with us while we were watching this series. Essentially, the series emphasizes this concept. In Edo, Japan, women had two choices: become a proper wife or become a proper whore. Hey, Nerd Herd, thank you for spending some of your precious time with Bob and I today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode talking about the Netflix series, The Blue-Eyed Samurai. I recommended this to a friend of mine recently, hey Rick, and he thought the series was pretty damn amazing as well, and even thanked me for the recommendation. You can share your thoughts with us in an email, and you can send it to shaner@shakenshaner.com. And hey, just a reminder, there is no G in Shaken. Keep your ears open for the next episode of What's Shaken with Shaner. Until then, Psycho Bob says, sometimes you just need to hit pause and live in the meowment. And I, Shaken Shaner, say, may you spend time with your favorite geeky hobbies and nerdy interests. Until next time, thanks everybody.